So complaining because they don't like what's happened to them, and then asking God to prove himself by doing some kind of sign or wonder. The scriptures have no application to our life whatsoever, right? We never complain about how things are going in our life, and we never test God and tempt God and ask him to prove himself to us. This is what we are encountering all throughout the scriptures. These signs that Jesus is referring to. And so Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. Then he repented from his lack of enthusiastic response to the call. Then he went to begin to preach. And he simply preached repentance. Repent, the end is near. And the whole city, the whole town converted. Jesus has already preached that message of repentance. It's one of the first things that he said, to repent and to believe in the gospel. And yet they're still testing him and still tempting him. The Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, traveled over 1,000 miles to encounter this man that she had heard about who had been gifted with this great wisdom. Jesus has been preaching and teaching and sharing the wisdom of God, and yet they're still skeptical. The signs that they were looking for had already been given them. What about for us? Are we okay with the signs that have already been given us, or do we want God to prove himself just one more time before I fully surrender my life? Do I know the stories of the Old Testament that Jesus is referring to so that when my life is a little unshaky, uncertain, on shaky ground, can I refer back to how God has already acted in history? This is the foundations of our faith. Do I journal about what God does in my own life or in the lives of the people around me? So when I'm having a dark day, a troubling time, I can refer back to what God has already done in my life. Or do I just forget that and want one more thing? And then maybe that next time will be enough for me. We're no different than the people from the pages of the scriptures. They had been in slavery for over 400 years in the Old Testament. They had been set free. The Lord was with them. They had seen the 10 plagues, these great miracles, these signs that God had worked in order to set them free. And they face a little hiccup. They're in the very same place. The few verses before we had this in the first reading, the Lord's telling them to go to the very place that they are. Because they would feel that, because Pharaoh and the Egyptians would think that the Israelites were trapped because they were in the desert and there was the sea in front of them, nowhere to go. And so they go where the Lord told them to go, and then they kind of freak out and they want to go back to where life was easy. They thought. Don't we do the same thing? Don't we follow the Lord along the path of virtue and grace? But when it gets a little bit difficult, don't we second guess the choices we've made and want to go back to when it was more comfortable, even if it means slavery? The scriptures today are inviting us to step out in faith, to look at the signs already given to us, to continue to follow the Lord no matter how difficult it may seem. He said, no other sign. We have the sign of the cross, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the sending forth of the Holy Spirit. We have the 7 signs of the sacraments, where the living God is present among us daily. What more do we need? In Exodus, that's 14, chapter 14, verse 14, the Lord himself will fight for you. You have only to keep still, is what Moses told them when they were kind of panicking. And there's truth there. just to rest with what the Lord has done and what the Lord has said. But that wasn't all he did. He said, the Lord just went, why are you crying out to me? Move, walk, continue on the path I've already set before you. Trust me. And as they trusted, the sea was split, and they walked into freedom. We have the same opportunity. The slavery of sin and selfishness and self-righteousness. The Lord says, follow me. Trust what I have done. Trust what I am doing. And then you will be free. As we come forward to encounter the sign of life, the most blessed sacrament, we ask for a grace to once again, or maybe for the first time, to fully surrender our life to Jesus Christ and to follow him wherever he may lead, because he will only lead us to freedom.